here are some, in general, new responsibilities when we move into leadership. I mean, solving problems, yes, but it's a different type of problem than an individual contributor has. It's much more strategic and larger picture. We are now delegating, as we talked about. We have to be able to encourage and support team members. We have to communicate primarily through listening, right? My grandma used to say, you're given two ears, one mouth, right? What does it mean? You got to listen twice as much as you speak. Real crucial, right? That's important. Also important for creating empathy, as somebody said earlier. We have to be able to inspire and motivate our team, and we have to demonstrate leadership through all the things that we talked about. And with the new responsibilities come new skill sets, right? So we have to be able to focus on multiple issues and balance, create a balance with those. Perform tasks before being onboarded, meaning, you know, we have to be proactive and think ahead. Work with unfamiliar departments or unfamiliar people. Look at the bigger picture and identify high impact issues. Be seen as a go-to person. How do I do that to develop that reputation within my team and even without, right? And then create the right work environment. Somebody mentioned that earlier as well. So again, you want to look at these responsibilities and these skill sets and ask yourself, are these things that I'm doing consistently? And if not, what do I have to do to make that happen? How do I go forward? Okay. Another area that's really important that really differentiates a boss between a boss and a leader is the ability to be adaptive, right? Adaptive leadership is exactly what you might think, right? Adaptive, if you think of the opposite, it's more rigid, right? This is page 6 in the workbook, right? So whereas as a supervisor, a boss is often rigid by the book, right? Doing things exactly the same way, sort of following the same process. A leader has to be adaptable and use adaptive leadership, right? And what does that actually mean? We have to be able to look at a situation and in particular, look at a employee and make assessments and then adapt our approach to them, right? Now this diagram on page six, I'm gonna walk you through it pretty quickly, but once you see how it works, it'll make more sense to you. So what it basically is saying is this, is there's 5 different steps to this leadership approach. It's a 5-step adaptive leadership approach. Step number 1, as you can see at the top, is to prepare to look at both sides of adaptive leadership. And what it means is look at the level of the employee. That's what the L stands for on the left side. Okay? And there's 3 potential levels. Now you may have sort of combinations or in between, but 3 general levels, right? Is the employee brand new to the task, so the information is foreign to them? Do they have the will to do the job but lack maybe the confidence, right? So they're sort of somewhere in the middle. And then the 3rd one is, are they willing and able? In other words, what we're typically assessing there, the term I like to use is the skill and the will. What's the skill and will level of the employee when trying to get a job done or a task done, right? Is the skill high and the will high, which would be level 3? Is the skill low and or the will low, which would be level 1? And then maybe level 2 is somewhere in between, okay? And then the right side under the D, it means the development approach by the leader. In other words, what's the approach to that for the leader, right? So you notice it says D1 means introduction. So do I need to introduce them to what's going on? The 2nd one is development, meaning coaching and mentoring, okay? And the 3rd one is delegating. So if the skill and will sets levels are high, then I can delegate a task to them and let them take more ownership. I can move more toward that stewardship delegating than the gopher delegating, right? So the different approaches, the higher up we are in this chart, the more we have to do a little more handholding, the less we're gonna let go and give them the responsibility. That's often referred to as an autocratic style of leadership, or more like what a boss would do. But what a boss often does is they stay in that autocratic style as the employee develops, which can lead to obviously what? Burnout, right? Frustration, et cetera. But an adaptive leader moves more toward what's called a democratic approach, meaning I'm going to give ownership over to the employee. I'm going to engage them more, ask them more questions and make statements, as we said a little bit earlier, right? So I want to be able to feel my way through that process, assess where the employee is, what level they're at, and then be able to adapt my approach in terms of where I'm going with them, okay? Now, once I've done that, I want to be able to go to step 4 at the very bottom, which says evaluate and analyze the task, right? Was it the proper approach? If not, let's make some adjustments. Did it yield the results we were looking for? Have we gotten the task done successfully, and has the employee developed, right? If I've fallen short in either of those areas, I want to figure out what adjustments I need to make. And a key to this is to engage the employee in the process. That's something that a leader will often do, but a boss won't, right? This is step number five, which is we want to do in advance, because again, leaders are proactive. They're always thinking big picture and down the road, is to kind of know in advance what the impact will be. And this is a chart that shows you what. Now, the check marks represent we've hit a bullseye, right? In other words, if we've assessed the employee and we've taken the right leadership approach, they're new to the task, the level of the employee, and the leadership response is introduction, then we've hit the nail on the head, right? But look what happens if the employee is at a level three where they're high skill and will, right? Or let's say that, yeah, they're a high skill and will, and we micromanage them. That's the lower right-hand corner. What happens to motivation? It goes down, right? So we have to be able to assess, if I don't follow this rule of thumb, I'm going to get negative results. And that can often inspire me to make sure I'm on track. Now, with any situation in an employee, it's dynamic. It's always moving. So I'm consistently assessing where that is and then making those adjustments. And that's what's meant by adaptive leadership.